BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Afternoon, how are you? First text of the day, Kirsty in Surrey's been on saying, oh dear, life has hit a new low. I've just poured an absolute Becky and stalled my car whilst laughing hysterically at a bloodhound with its head hanging out the window. See, it is funny. Just don't have an actual breakdown in your car like you did last week. I blame the early mornings, Becky, eh? Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
We are just here casually watching Kasabian on the red button from earlier, with the sound down, obviously. And you can do it too. If you press the red button on any BBC TV channel, they're there chatting away to Fern from early this morning on the student tour.
How many times have you seen this already today? Because I reckon I've seen his orange jumper at least four or five times.
Yeah, quite a lot.
It goes round quite quickly, doesn't it?
I'm still quite enjoying it. So Kasabian on the red button, and tonight they are playing in Leicester at the Uni with Zane Lowe from 7 o'clock, only on BBC Radio 1.
You notice something different every time. Have you spotted the policeman yet?
Where?
In the back.
Is there a policeman?
Oh, you're going to have to wait another half an hour.
Oh, he's going to have to go around all full circle again now.
Yeah, he's having a nice cup of tea in the back.
Well, I didn't see that first time. Well, you do see something different every time.
I assume he's a policeman and not one of those people you hire for parties.
Well, is he going to start stripping off in a minute? Get a banana out and some squirty cream.
Serge would love that.
Serge would love that.
Can you imagine? No, look at his face. He wouldn't want anything else.
He'd love that. A stripping policeman. Kasabian on the red button now. So, hope you're right this afternoon. I'm getting the vibe that lots of people are quite bored. Like Jenna in East Sussex. Her girlfriend and her just wallpapering. Boring. Joe is stuck in doing an essay on bacteria with no actual inspiration at all, but listening to Radio 1 instead. And James in Suckley says, can you give me a shout? Because I'm in my room playing with Lego. I'm that bored. Please shout me out. Okay.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, who's on the phone?
Hi, it's Rich.
Hello, Rich. What's going on?
Hello. I've just had a bit of an incident and I need your advice.
Okay, shoot.
Right, I was just in a shop in Norwich. It was a little bit busy, I'll admit. I had my bag over my shoulder. I just turned round and I accidentally elbowed a girl in the boob with quite some force.
Ow.
Yeah, I don't really know what to do now. I mean, I feel like a bit of a perv, but what's the etiquette there? Do I buy a dinner and a movie, or...?
Did you apologise at the time?
Yeah, naturally. I mean, it just happened. I was just like, oh my God, I'm so, so sorry right now.
Yeah.
But I think she was a little bit embarrassed and just kind of, I wasn't sure whether to chase her down and say, I'm so sorry.
No.
Dinner?
Well...
No.
Are you saying this because she was hot?
Yeah,
okay.
It
so you
does sway the decision.
So you think the accidental boob shove is now your way of getting dinner in a movie with a hot girl?
Well, it was definitely accidental.
I'm not doubting that. I'm not doubting that.
No. I just, you know, it's like, is that a move or?
Well, here's the thing. I often elbow Becky in the boob by mistake. It happened just the other day. I do, but we don't. You know,
I don't get anything out of it.
We don't do
apart
anything
from a
after.
A couple of bruises.
Yeah,
you are colleagues, though.
We are colleagues.
I don't think that's it's not acceptable though. Just because I work with him doesn't give him
has
free reign.
Has he bought you flowers ever?
No. Oh yeah, actually, I have
my
bought
birthday.
You flowers.
Yeah. I don't think this is a good idea. Have you ever seen a rom com where they get together after he's elbowed her in the boob?
No. But it could be a good plot.
No, I don't think so.
Jennifer Aniston might say yes though.
She might. She would.
Yeah. But it's not the sort of thing you go around seeing Ryan Reynolds doing, is it?
No. Jennifer Aniston, the boob elbow. She would make that.
What would you do if, say, I accidentally kicked you where it hurts and then went, oh, sorry, do you want to come and watch the football? Actually, men probably like that, wouldn't they?
It would be a bit difficult to accidentally kick me there.
Well,
unless you slipped on a banana skin or something.
Okay, I think you should best just leave it. I think you're thinking far too much about this.
I think you should just walk away.
Okay,
and don't
do.
Ever go to that shop again.
And don't whatever you do, chase it down the road because that's
I'm
just
shopping
weird.
Banned for life.
Okay, I love you.
Okay,
bye.
Thanks very much. Girl.
Hope that helps.
Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Lols that people are now coming up with a name for the film starring Jennifer Aniston with that plot involving the accidental boob, the knocker knocker. Thank you, Paul in Newcastle. That's good. Jen Ann would definitely do that one. The L boob. Quite good. I don't think it's been done that plot. Come on, Hollywood. You know, there's so many programmes on TV about cooking and baking at the moment. You've got Great British Bake Off, which everyone loved. You've got Jamie Oliver. That was started last night, I think. There's loads, aren't there? So many.
Mm.
And people are really into them. I am not a domestic god. Everyone knows this. I can't do anything around the house. Today, inspired by the fact that all these programmes are on and everyone seems to be cooking and baking, Fern's always baking all the time, I thought, I'm going to make myself some healthy soup. That's what I'm going to do. So I found a recipe and I made like a red pepper, vegetable, tomato, really healthy soup, right?
Well, that sounds nice.
Yeah, it was really nice and I thought, oh, it's going to save me a bit of cash, you know, and I will feel like I've achieved. Because what I feel like on those shows, people get an immense sense of achievement from when they've actually cooked something. So it took me about an hour. It said 20 minutes on the thing, but it's me. So I've got all the... You have to put it in the oven, all the veg and all the peppers and all that.
Oh, with, roasted soup. That's
yeah,
nice.
Quite good. And then the final step was to put it in the blender. So I'm there. I've got it all... Like, I had to take it from this baking tray into a saucepan, put it in there for 10 minutes, cook it up, and then put it into the blender just to make sure it's all blended properly.
Are you blending it hot?
Blending it hot.
Oh, right, and you don't have a hand blender?
No.
So you're transferring loads of hot liquid into another blender?
Yeah.
That's asking for a disaster, isn't it?
Well, yes, it is. So, I don't know what happened here.
You meant to blend it cold or get a hand blender so you can just blend it in the...
Well, I didn't know that. No one told me, it just said a blender. So I've got a blender, I shoved it in there. Like I said, I don't know what I'm doing. But it's nearly done. I've blended it, and if someone can tell me what happened here, please do. Because I don't understand. I genuinely do not understand how this happened. So it's in the blender, turn it off, I'm like, lovely soup, I'm about to...
Really hungry as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, really hungry, I haven't had my lunch.
Bread ready.
And so I take the kind of thing containing the soup off the base of the blender, at which point every single bit of the soup comes out of the bottom of the blender, like all of it. And now it just looks like someone's vommed in my kitchen. I haven't had any of it. And if you want to see...
What happened? Did the bottom fall out?
I don't know. What? Maybe I didn't have the right attachment on or something. But literally, as I took the thing off, containing it, off the blender...
Had you put it on upside... No, you can't have done.
No, I don't know what I've done here. I do not know, but I'm not doing that ever again. I'm just going to buy some... So I had to go and buy some soup anyway. I'm not doing anything like that ever again.
Your kitchen looks incredible on here.
Well, not now.
It's every... No. I mean, like, as in bad. As in, like, it is literally everywhere.
Where's the picture? Where can people see this?
I've put it on Facebook.
Okay, if you look up Scott Mills on Facebook, you can see it. I had to take a picture to show you today because I do not... I genuinely don't know what happened here. How did it fall out of the bottom? Huh?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yeah, it's the kind of thing that when you put a picture on, people want to laugh, so they'll look at it. I didn't think it was that funny.
Josh has been on, wants to know who's the guy with the great knees. Is that you or is that your housemate?
That is me, yeah.
Nice knees.
Thank you very much, thank you.
A lot of people saying it's made their day.
Yeah, well, okay, that's fine. Can we just comment on what's actually happened here, because I don't know.
You unleashed the Chunder Dragon.
Doesn't it look like... Because I haven't had time to clean it all up either.
What?
I had to leave.
What, you've left and left it like that?
Yeah, so I've had to leave a note saying, it's okay, someone hasn't vommed, it's actually just soup. But that's going to be nasty when my flatmate gets home because he's going to be home before me. So, yeah. What are people saying that I've done wrong?
Anything? Isn't it about you should have taken the bit with the blades off as well?
Oh, sure, yeah, because I knew that.
Was it not connected as one thing?
No, well, obviously not. Because as I took it off, the blade stayed there. And the soup was all over, as you can see. Have a look on Facebook.
It's
just
Megalols.
Search Scott Mills. It is Megalols. Now, but about 3 hours ago, not so much.
Also, quite a few people pointing out you've got socks and shorts.
Yeah, I know. That was a fashion mistake. But good job I was wearing them.
Yes, because otherwise you'd have had burnt toes.
Yeah, so sometimes fashion doesn't always pay. Coming up, Owl City and Laidback Luke.
It's just a whole page of, like, epic plum.
I know.
You plonker.
Well, it's easy for you to say. I just want to know what I've done wrong so I won't do it again. Not that I'm doing it again anyway. Ever.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Laugh all you want in my soup hell. About to have so many views on Facebook now, isn't it? Yeah. And Twitter as well. It's a big mess. Someone says it looks like something from the Saw movies. It does, actually. Still half cleaned up as well.
It's more like a bad episode of Casualty.
Yeah.
You know when you can tell they've used soup.
Yeah. Right, so, I'm good at convincing people. Not so much cooking, but I can convince most people that I'm someone I'm not. So earlier, I called up a health spa for ladies only, and they were extremely polite, but I was being a lady. Now my question to you, despite me being a lady, how many times did they call me Sir? Play along at home for some Scott Mills points. You can have a standard 10 Scott Mills points if you can tell me how many times they called me a lady, Sir.
Can I ask one question?
Oh, yeah.
Are you doing your lady voice or your own voice?
I'm doing a man's voice, kind of manly lady voice.
Okay. I think three times.
Three sirs in the conversation to myself, a woman.
Yes.
Okay. So Becky says three. What do you think? Let me know. Scott Mills points 10 up for grabs here as I call the ladies' health spa because I am a lady.
Good evening, ladies' centre.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Madam. Hi. Yes, I'm looking for a massage.
Yes, sir. This is lady center, sir.
That's right. I'm a lady.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Madam, could I book a massage, please?
Okay, sir. When do you want? Actually, this is only for ladies, sir.
I am a lady.
Yes, sir. Because lady, but the voice is...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seem like a man. That's
I know, I know. But anyway.
Just one second. Hello? Yes.
Good evening. Yes, I'm looking to book a day at the spa.
Spa? Actually, this is for ladies only. How can I help you?
Yes, that's right.
Sir, for who? For you or for a guest?
For me.
For you? Sir, like what I said, it's only for ladies.
But I am a lady.
Sir, how would I know that you're a lady? Sorry, because your voice is quite for a man.
When I come along, I can show you that I'm a lady.
Yes, sir.
Can you call me madam, please?
Yes, sir.
Madam. Yes, so when can I have this massage, please?
I'm sorry, sir, but I have a doubt that you're a lady.
Well,
okay?
I can prove to you that I am. I'm all woman.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Madam, ask me a question, any question, and I'll prove to you that I'm a lady. Ask
so
something that only ladies would know the answer to. Yeah.
Sir,
But you keep calling me sir, and I'm clearly a lady.
Okay, sir, thank you.
Madam.
Bye.
That went well.
17 times.
17 times. Tom in Carlisle got it right. Let me know how you did.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This has happened to a lot of people. They keep getting called sir. Hi, Jackie.
Hi.
You're
hi,
right.
Scott.
How are you?
Yes, I'm fine, thank you.
Tell me what happens to you.
I get it continually. Whenever I phone hotels or today I had a conversation with British Gas and I was referred to as sir four times.
Sir, four times?
Even though I said this is Mrs. Lloyd.
Right. So, well, you don't sound like this, though, Jackie.
Ask me a question, any question, and I'll prove to you that I'm a lady. Ask
so
something that only ladies would know the answer to.
Yeah.
I could definitely tell that you were a girl.
Really? Well, I wish other people could as well, because it's really embarrassing. And you get quite frustrated. Like, oh, we can't find your booking because it's Mrs. Lloyd. Oh, really? We're looking for Mr. Lloyd.
So that call I made, that happens to you on a regular basis in real life every day.
I've never texted him before. That happens on a daily basis.
Yes, sir.
Can you call me madam, please?
Yes, sir.
Scott, you know in that call when you said, ask me a question that only ladies would know, what sort of question were you expecting to have to answer?
I don't know. Maybe my bra size, as we've discussed before. I don't know.
Because ladies always talk to other ladies about that.
Yeah, but I don't understand bra sizes. You know I don't. I'd say something like, I don't know, 15Z or something, because I don't actually know. We've discussed this before. I haven't got a clue.
Also, it can happen the other way around. Like, some men have really high voices.
Yeah.
Like actual ladies.
Yeah. You sound absolutely fine, Jackie.
You just sound husky. I thought that was meant to be hot.
Well, apparently not. It sounds manly.
No, it's hot.
Okay.
Love you,
love
bye.
I love her voice.
Love you, bye.
Love you.
I love her laugh.
I know.
The Scott Mills Daily.
See, I know for a fact that actually happens a lot to Noah off of Noah and the Whale as well. When he's singing, he sounds all, like, manly and rugged and that.
Mm.
But when you actually hear him speak properly, when he's not singing, sounds exactly like a woman. Has terrible trouble, like, booking into hotels and stuff. Hello, I'm Noah from Noah and the Whale. And they don't believe that he's a man.
Does he?
Hmm?
Does he sound like a...
Yeah, absolutely.
Does he?
Yeah, yeah. Have you not heard him speak?
No.
Yeah, YouTube it.
Oh, I need to look at that.
That was Waiting for My Chance to Come on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills with Frisky and Manishin after 5 o'clock.
Sarah and Canvey's been on, saying, a question that only ladies would know. Sounds like we need a trip to Stupid Street.
That's a brilliant idea.
Can you imagine the sort of answers we'd get to that?
Right, let's
Smooth talking Dan out on the streets asking, excuse me, what's a question that only ladies would know
the answer to? We need to do that immediately.
Ask something that only ladies would know the answer to.
Have we got any yet? Question that only ladies would know the answer to.
Ones that I can read out? No.
None at all. I like, what do you actually want?
The Scott Mills Daily.
And here are our friends Frisky and Manish.
Hello.
Hi there. Thanks for coming back on.
Thanks for having us. I'm excited.
If you're not aware of Frisky and Manish, where have you been? They did their own fabulous shows at Edinburgh. They're on tour at the moment. And they appeared at our Fun and Filth Cabaret too. Thanks for doing that.
Absolutely.
It was one of our best.
A pleasure.
Yeah.
It's fun, wasn't it?
Oh, it was so brilliant. What a brilliant night. I mean, not least just for you and Grimmy in various attires that we saw throughout the course of it.
And all on the red button as well for people to watch anytime.
I know. You can still find it online, don't
chase
worry.
You forever.
I know. I look it up
chase
every now and then.
I know. But we should definitely try and do something like that next year because it was a lot of fun.
Amazing. It was
very
the best.
Good. So you did the Edinburgh Festival, then you went straight on tour.
Pretty much.
Yes, we were in Dublin straight away after that. Well, we did Bestival as well. Yeah. It just feels like basically there's a couple of days either side and we have only time to just take the makeup off, sit down and then, oh no, back on the road. Yeah. We did Dublin, we've done Cambridge, Bristol. No,
Berlin.
Berlin.
That's Bristol, Berlin, same day.
Same. No, it's a B, yeah, but that was great. So yeah, we've been flying around. It's luckily we've got a holiday coming up, so cool. We just thought we'd squeeze you in before.
You love it though, don't you?
Yeah. Totally love it.
Yeah. I got a really nice email about you today from Kate, who's 26, 5'6" and a half inches, and she is in Halifax. She says, thank you so much for introducing me to Frisky and Manish. Ever since the first time they appeared on your show, I've loved them, and now they are booked to come to the theatre that I actually work at. When I found this out, I was so excited I jumped around and made such a high-pitched noise only dogs could hear me. In fact, I got so excited that I smacked my knee on a metal table leg, which caused a massive black bruise. Just started hopping and continued to squeal from my excitement about Frisky and Manish coming to the theatre, but thank you. If it hadn't been for you, I wouldn't have known who the heck they were, and I wouldn't have got a massive black bruise.
Well,
isn't that a beautiful email?
That's so lovely. I'm so moved. I'm quite emotional now.
Yeah. I'm horrified. Yeah. We are causing this.
Although, if she can clear up the dog mess she's apparently caused in the end, just repair the things before we get there, that'd be great.
Now, I know that you love X Factor. So much so that you've been doing a little blog about it online, haven't you?
We totally have.
I don't know how this has happened. We talk to each other about X Factor all the time. We find, you know, there's always so much to lampoon, parody, just laugh about.
Waffle on about.
And then we got tweeted by Heat because we'd done a tweet and Heat had tweeted back and said, oh, you know, we love you guys. And obviously that's a relationship we want to pursue.
Total Twitter love.
Yes.
So we agreed.
Other gossip magazines are available.
Yeah.
I don't know. Has Heat got us exclusively now? Because now we work for them. We're online reporters for X Factor. So every week we do an online vid blog. That's what we call it, a vid blog. I'm not sure it's a good word.
On Heat World, yeah.
Yeah.
And if people haven't seen this yet, I mean, what kind of things do you do on it?
Well, we'd just like to take you through some of the highlights. Yeah. Mainly, that's usually Johnny Robinson. Where has all the kitsch gone this year?
I know.
I mean,
What's funny about Marcus Collins?
Oh, please.
You have to pretend.
He's so pretty and lovely.
Something.
He's a wonderful singer, but... Mm. Just dress him up as a, you know, lion cub or something. I want more from X Factor.
Right.
If only Goldie had not pulled out of the show, that's what I say.
I know.
That would have been amazing.
You just want a bit more camp, don't you?
Just a little. I mean, if you could all see me now, you'd understand possibly why. That's my taste.
And I think we've established now that Frankie Kokoza is a bad boy.
Apparently. Yeah.
It was subtle, but the signs were there.
Yeah. Little clues. Don't know if you caught them.
So that's on there. And also Kitty, obviously.
Kitty. See, it's so torn on her because she's so mentile.
Yeah. She's so mental. Off stage.
Off stage.
Get her on stage.
La 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 la. Yeah, this is the thing. Yeah. Ever since Gaga, no one can do enough. No one can do too much. Gaga has basically just taken everything anyone
That's
could
the problem.
Possibly do and done more.
Yeah. We're in PG times now, post-Gaga. Post-Gaga.
Yeah, we are. Totally. I love how much you're into it. It's my favourite.
It's all true. I love it.
Now, the X Factor blog obviously is happening online. I know that I've got something exciting to tell you now. I am going to the X Factor house tonight.
What? You can't just drop that one on me like that. That's
And then
just...
casually sip.
And then, there was such a casual sip of good tea
take
then.
Take a sip from a herbal tea.
That's so jealous.
They're having a firework party or something.
what do you call that?
And I've got, maybe it might be Halloween, actually. Halloween.
One of the things.
I don't know, I just said yes. And they want me to DJ for an hour. So
Mega Gels.
I know, I wish I could have. If I'd known about it earlier, I'm like, well, I'll get Frisky Manish along as well.
Yeah, can you get +2 on your invite?
It's dangerous for us to be in the same room as Frankie Kokoza.
No, it might end badly. I just would touch Johnny.
You'd love to meet Johnny, though, a lot.
I love Johnny.
Misha,
oh my God, I love Misha.
What are we thinking about her?
You know, we'd just have like a millinery off. Like, we just have to have some kind of hat wars.
Yeah.
And shoe wars, because...
hooch wars.
And hooch wars. I love what she's wearing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Yeah,
I know. She's learning so much from Kelly. She's doing really well.
Isn't she?
Yeah. Although it's Craig. Misha. Craig's the one who's hooching his way through the whole show. I don't know if you've noticed. He's been getting more and more hoochie mama. Yeah, he's doing the little snaps.
The point of the finger is on.
Mm-hmm. It's there. Yeah. It's there.
Uh-huh. It's going to get better as well,
I know. I'm excited.
Now, have you got any songs for us today? Because I saw your tweet earlier. You've got a surprise.
We might just do something nice for you. We thought we'd do something lovely.
Okay. Should we do this then?
Yeah, let's go.
All right. Frisky and Manish on Radio 1 with a keyboard and everything. Here we go.
Lucy Liu with my girl Drew. Cameron D-N-U-M-E. Frisky Manish. Come on. Question, do you know the way to San Jose? I've been away so long I may go wrong and lose my way. Question, are you going to Scarborough Fair? If you are, remember me to one who lives there. Question, why does it always rain on me? Is it because I lied when I was 17? Why does it always rain on me? Even when the sun is shining, can't avoid the lightning. Question, how do I live without you?
Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Do you hear the people singing the song of angry men?
Question, who let the dogs out? What you gonna look like with a chimney on her? What you gonna look like with a chimney on her?
What's going on?
If they say
what's
why,
going on?
Why?
What is love?
Tell them that it's human
baby, don't
nature.
Hurt me.
Where is the
what's
love?
Going on? What's going on?
Where
yeah,
is the
what's
love?
Going on?
Where is the love? The love? Girl, I didn't know you could get down like that. Charlie, how your angels get down like that? Girl, I didn't know you could get down like that. Charlie, how your angels get down like that?
Question.
What can I do to make you love me?
Question. What becomes of the brokenhearted?
Would I lie to you, baby? Would I lie to you?
Question.
When will I be famous?
I can't answer. I can't answer that.
When will I put my picture in the paper?
I can't answer. I can't answer that.
More. What is it good for? Absolutely
nothing.
Say it again. Let me hear you now.
War. Good God, y'all.
What is it good for? Absolutely
nothing. FNM, we in the house. We'll break these people off twisted style.
Is that all there is? Or is there life on Mars? How deep is your love?
How deep is your
Could
love?
Could it be magic?
Could it actually be magic?
Oh, all the people in Radio 1, throw your hands up at me.
Becky Huxtable, on your own,
throw your hands up at me. And the one who doesn't speak, yes. Throw your hands up at me.
Scott!
Huh?
Throw your hands up at me.
What have you done for me lately?
That was incredible, Mr. Jones. Musical timing.
I just didn't know what to do, so the only thing I could think that would fit would be a... Huah!
That's your instinctive response when someone says your name. Like,
it was so
yes,
Run DMC.
Just like, it was Scott. Oh no, what?
It was really edgy.
Just
I'd have
run.
Gone.
Oh, hello, Frisky Manish with us on Radio 1. Thank you for that lovely surprise.
The Scott Mills Daily,
BBC Radio 1.
Frisky Manish now have a new fan. That's Laura from Liverpool.
Hey, Laura.
Someone's saying they saw you in Lincoln. That's John in Lincoln. Said they were very funny.
Oh, Lincoln was weird.
Why?
We had to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning to come from Oxford, where we'd been the night before, and the show was at 3:30 in the afternoon.
Oh.
I think everyone had just had lunch. Oh, I certainly had just had lunch. And the corset was...
For us.
Odd. No. Yeah.
But I'm glad he enjoyed it. We had a lot of fun with them.
Oh, yeah. Why were you on at 3:30?
It's like comedy festival.
Yeah, it was a festival.
Oh, okay, cool.
Although, yeah. It makes sense to them, but to us, we were like, oh, we've not even woken up.
I don't think we even knew before we set off. We were a bit like, we're at what time?
If you want to hear that song that Frisky Managed just did for us, it'll be on the Scott Mills Daily tomorrow. A lot of people want to know if every time someone calls my name, I just go, huah! It's not normal.
It's not how...
But my mum does it, or whatever.
So. You don't answer the phone.
Hello, Scott. It's strange.
You should develop
so
it.
So aggressive,
it
I love
you.
It.
I know. Anything you want me to say to anyone at the house tonight, at the X Factor house? Did I mention I am going?
Oh, yeah, you might have dropped that one in.
There's a name you've got, yeah.
Anything you want me to ask?
I'd very much like to know why the Risk touch each other quite as much as they do. They made it very clear in the last video they do like girls, but yet they continue to stroke each other affectionately at every possible opportunity.
I haven't noticed that. Actually, there's a lot of kind of putting arms around each other.
Keep an eye out.
And then they say,
always...
we love the girls. Do you?
I'm sure they do, but they're touching. Well, that's right. Maybe they like it all, and that's cool.
Whatever happens, if they want to do that behind closed doors.
It's all good.
We don't want to see it.
I need to also talk to you about the Steps reunion.
Oh, yes, you do.
Oh, my God. Right, bring Becky. Becky.
Right, so I was a bit dubious as to, I wasn't going to watch it because I thought it was going to be rubbish.
Of course.
And then we were on, we did the breakfast show a couple of weeks ago and I was bored in the afternoon. I thought I'll stick it on. OMG to that show. They hate each other.
Oh,
it's
my
amazing.
God. Right. No, seriously, the other night I got in and I watched all four episodes back to back. I was up until 4 a.m. because I couldn't stop.
It's so addictive.
It's so good. And I just love the way they cry about the split still today. I think you could reduce H to tears like this if you started talking about the split again, because it's like the kind of breakdown of peace talks in the Middle East when they talk about it.
It is a bit.
It is. Yeah.
They all say they're over it, but they're not over
it. Lisa Scott Lee is not over it.
She is.
She's not.
Not
over never.
It. And she'll never be over it.
I've never seen it, and I know.
She will never be over it.
Have you not seen it?
Oh, good God, no.
Oh, it's brilliant. Get involved with it.
I know. I need to sort
it out. I watch the news, and that's it.
Steps reunion on Sky Living. It's the way forward.
You can use my Sky login. I'll lend it you. It'll be fine.
So good.
I want to.
The one that I saw most recently was Claire trying to do the dance routines and just not feeling it.
That
and
was she, just
she's like,
so...
I don't think I can do it.
No, they were on Loose Women the other day and I was, obviously, I don't watch Loose Women, I watch it every day. But I was watching Loose Women and they were on and she did all the chat and she was lovely and she was bubbly and then they did the dance and she was phoning it in.
Yep.
Seriously, the others were like, razor sharp, doing the moves. She was like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
So,
I'm fine.
Yeah,
it is my favourite though.
Oh, I love it.
And they just talk about the split for hours.
They do.
Well, they made a documentary, which you all watched, don't you? This is a cash cow.
Oh, yeah. But would you go as far as to go and see them on tour next year?
Do you know what? That TV show worked because I was inches off buying the Greatest Hits album
collection.
Right there, yeah. Right there and then.
A lot of people did.
I was going to look into the tour. I was so torn. I have to say, I'm going to see Britney tomorrow night, so you know, I'll enjoy a good pop night.
You're already down there.
I'm down. I'm down at that level.
You're down on that level. Yeah.
The tour that Britney couldn't sell out, I'm going.
Yeah.
I'm very tempted.
You're going to be there going, go on, Britney, we love you still.
I'm going to go see Britney in the next couple of days. What are you expecting? I'm a bit scared.
You know the sort of thing you don't want to think about too much because.
The
possibilities could be so great and so low.
Because you know on the last tour, there was lots of people just around her moving, but she didn't actually move.
Amazing.
Like that VMA thing where they just guided her around the stage.
And they put her on her bum and they literally just dragged her across the stage in that VMA comeback performance. It was incredible. I'm hoping for a lot of that.
Well, she moved a bit, but you know like how Britney used to move? It's kind of like she's like, arm up in the air, leg up in the air.
I wish you could all see what's happening right now because it is quite beautiful.
But the people around her were doing like... full-on sharp moves, but she was like, ugh, whatever. She was doing a Claire from Steps.
Yeah. That's what it will now be known as.
It really
doing
will.
Claire from Steps.
Frisky and Manish are with us on Radio 1. Have you got another song for us?
We do, yes. Well, we thought we'd talk a bit about boys in pop, because, you know... the girls are sort of dominating at the moment, and we just want to send a message out. Boys, there is room for you, but the thing is, you've got to find your way, and you've got to stand out. So what we think you need to do is find your individual, unique, own stamp on every single song. So you should take inspiration from, you know, James Blunt, James Morrison, Damien Rice, Chris Martin, and Frankie Kokoza now as well, who all have found that really unique personal thing. So if you want to be unique, just do it like this.
Call me by my name. Oh, call me by my number. Don't tell me I'm the best. I'm not the same as all the rest. I am the one and only. Nobody I'd rather be. I am the one and only. You can't take that away from me. Be myself like I can. For this job I'm the best man. And though this may be true, you are the one and only you. I am the one and only. Nobody I'd rather.
Singing, it's not like that, it's more like
from me.
Very epic. Frisky Manish. I tell you what, I don't know what's happening next door, but they've got the beats on today.
It kind of went at odds with what we were doing.
No, it's fine. I don't think you can hear it during the song, but like when we were chatting, people are like, tell them whatever they're doing next door, tell them to turn it down. Can we tell them to turn it down? Should we go? Should we do that?
Well, not if it's, you know, David Guetta or something. I don't know.
It might be.
It could be.
Should I go in?
Yeah.
Frisky Manor, say, can you please
this
be quiet?
This happens quite a lot on this show. Hang on.
Turn it down a bit.
It's only Greg James. What's he doing mixing it up on the ones and twos?
What, just in a room by himself?
Yeah, him and Panda.
Does that happen a lot in radio?
That's strange. That's very strange.
Open a cupboard. Oh, Greg James.
Greg James in isolation for 30 minutes.
Why aren't there any boys doing it well in popular? Well, Bruno Mars, obviously.
Hell yeah.
OMG, him on The X Factor.
Whoa.
What was that?
I don't know. I thought, this is going to be a bit average. No.
Hell no.
No, it was really good. I was impressed. Really? I wasn't sold on him till then. Yeah. And I think he won me over. I mean, obviously, that was a bit of a joke of ours to sort of say that a lot of boys, you know, kind of sound the same. But yes. I think, you know, they're there. They're doing it. I don't know. It's what about Patrick Wolf? He's really a unique. Everyone's looking at me like, no one knows. That's my one unique man, and I'm done.
Talk to me about Steps Reunion, but...
Steps, that's a boy in pop.
Yeah, there you go. He's representing Lee. He did a bit of singing.
I was just trying to be cool. But no.
Don't try and claw back any credibility.
Not on this show. So you're doing some more shows.
Yeah.
Always. Always stop. Shows.
Always.
Are you doing like Christmas ones, or what's going on?
We certainly are. We're carrying on with our tour. We're going to have a little break over the next couple of weeks, but then we'll be back at the end of November, where we're taking the show to obviously Halifax and there's
Hull,
Bath, or Bath if you're from there.
Yeah.
And excitingly, the big thing that we're doing, we don't quite know how and why is we're doing the O2 Shepherd's Bush Empire in London on Wednesday the 7th of December.
Eek.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh. That'll be good.
It's going to be amazing. But you know when you suddenly go, oh yeah, that sounds like a good tour date. Let's have a look. Oh, that one.
You must have been there before to see gigs and stuff.
Actually, no.
Have you?
That's very embarrassing.
It's one of those mythical places like Atlantis. Oh, O2 Shepherd's Bush Empire.
It's huge.
Oh, don't. Oh, it's God. Huge. Don't. Yeah. Is it it's an arena, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty much.
It's a stadium.
The clue is in the O2 bit.
Yeah.
It's just like the main O2.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's about that. Yeah.
Oh, what?
Clearly it's not.
It's huge, isn't it?
I can tell from your irony.
It is. Like from the top, they can't see you. You get vertigo.
That's fine.
Amazing. Yeah. Oh, that's good then. There we go. We're fine.
Lovely to see you again. Thank you very much, Frisky and Manish, for coming in today.
Lovely to see you.
Lovely to see you.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Matt Edmondson.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
I'm very good. I've not seen you for a while.
It's been a little while, hasn't it? Because you've been jetting off around the globe, I think.
I know. And also doing the Chris Moyle show.
Yes, that as well, yeah.
2 weeks. It's lovely to be back.
So how are things with you?
Very good.
You're wearing a sort of scarf indoors. You know it's Christmas when indoor scarves are being worn.
I know. It's kind of like crap Russell Brand.
It doesn't look like the most practical scarf, I'll be honest with you.
It's not. It's not actually completely ineffective.
Thin bit of fabric. Yeah.
Ineffective, completely.
Yeah, it's for fashion, though. You look great.
Thank you. So the Matt Edmondson show is on Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. on BBC Radio 1.
That's tonight, right? It's Wednesday today.
It is.
It's a matter of hours.
It's a very good show. I was listening to it on the way to Northampton.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of Wednesdays ago.
It's very good for a glamorous journey.
It is. If you're on any of the M's, M40, M1, very good. And you were talking to Jason Derulo, which is one of my favourites.
Yes. Bless him. Yeah, we do a thing called a Wikipedia interview, whereby, I mean, I'm a busy guy, right? Wednesday, 9 p.m. I work up to 1 hour a week. I mean, if you take you sort of factor the records that I play into that, probably half an hour.
But you got your T4.
I've got that sort of stuff going on as well. But here on the radio, don't do much, just the hour. But yet, still, I'm a busy person. There's sleeping to be done.
Yep.
I've got to watch Loose Women every day.
Of course.
A bit of This Morning. So what I tend to do with some interviews is just turn up. And because the internet exists now, you don't have to do any research yourself.
That's what I find.
Just log onto Wikipedia, tap in the person's name, Jason Derulo. Control P, out it prints, and just read from there.
Yeah.
Sadly, it turned out that a lot of the facts on Wikipedia were inaccurate, almost 100% of them.
Yeah.
So I struggled in the interview with Jason as I asked him question after question that didn't make any sense whatsoever.
It was brilliant.
Well, thanks very much.
I loved it. Now you've got JLS on tonight.
Yes, yeah, I do a thing on the show called Piggyback Chat.
Yeah.
I mount a celebrity,
okay,
and they get to talk for however long they can keep me held on their back about whatever it is they're plugging. They've got a single out.
Are you mounting all four of them?
I heard you discussing this earlier.
Yeah.
Not doing all four at once. That would be a health and safety disaster. There isn't a room in Radio 1 Towers large enough for that.
That's a lot of forms.
You'd have to stack them in terms of who's the most hench.
That's true.
So you'd have Marvin at the bottom.
Yeah.
Then you'd have Arishe. Then JB. And little Aston would be on top.
Hello, I'm Aston on the
top. Exactly. Like a fairy on the top of a Christmas tree.
Absolutely.
And then I'd be straddling him, right? So that, I mean, if anything, that maybe as a Christmas special, we'll do that. The JLS Christmas tree.
Yeah, do that
like
at Christmas.
Like a circus act. In which case, we'll all apply for Britain's Got Talent next year.
Yeah.
So we did one guy at a time. They each got a few minutes with me on their backs. It was quite interesting. And we got some fascinating facts out of them. It's quite a high-pressure scenario with someone's face being that close to you.
Yeah.
So I've hopefully got a clip, which is me talking to Arishe about who the most attractive member of JLS is in his eyes.
If you were to rank the members of JLS in order of attractiveness, one being the most attractive, four being the least, what order would we go?
I'd give everyone 10.
Now you have to rank them 1 to 4.
I'll just go for me.
You go for you at number 1. Who's at number 2?
I'll go for Marvin.
Yeah, number 3?
Oh, God. This is horrendous. I'll go for Aston and JB.
JB's the least attractive, you'll say.
No.
That's incredibly mean. I would never have said
horrendous.
That about three of my best friends. I would have refused to answer the question.
See, I love questions like that.
So there you go. So JB, officially, in the eyes of Arishe, the least attractive member of JLS.
I'd be interested to see what the sales of JB's doll were like.
I reckon they're more than Arishe's.
Do you think?
I think if that question had been asked to anyone other than Arishe, there's a very probable chance he would have been at the bottom of the list every single time. I'm just saying. If I were to personally rank them in my head, which, you know, on a tube journey, I would occasionally
often
do.
Often, I'll do that often, yeah.
I think it's inarguable that Marvin's at the top.
I agree.
Yep. Then you'd probably go Aston.
Aston, yeah.
Then you'd go JB. Then you'd go Arishe. If anyone wants to disagree, I think
I would go JB at the bottom.
I would say, would you really? So JB, according to not only Arishe, but also you, Scott Mills, is the ugliest member of JLS. Yeah. What a terrible day
I'm so sorry.
Awful.
I know. Let us know on 81199.
He is wearing a very garish top in the interview. You can have a look online later, bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Okay.
It's going to be up there. And the video is quite good because you get to see just how much pain they're in.
Excellent. So that's the piggyback chat with JLS and Matt tonight from 9 o'clock, and lots of other stuff and music and everything. Now, you know Greg does this thing called Star Caller.
Oh, yeah, I've heard this.
Where basically you fill in a form on the Radio 1 website. It is a lengthy form, but it's worth it because your favourite famous might call you.
Wow, what a great treat that would be, right?
I know. So, McFly have been on recently.
JLS did it. I was in when JLS were doing it.
Yeah, Ollie
Fantastic,
Murs.
Great reaction.
Yeah, Pixie
Lott.
Less
fussed about him.
Yeah, Pixie Lott. They generally go, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. So what I'd like to do in a minute is maybe we can... We can do a Star Caller with you, because I think someone has applied for you to have a call.
Really?
From them.
It must happen a lot, right?
Yeah, so they've filled in the form online and they want you to bring them up.
And they definitely said they want Matt Edmondson from The Matt Edmondson Show.
Absolutely.
Radio 1's least known show to give them a
least
shout.
Known.
Yeah. Well, this is true.
It's not. So I thought we could just do an impromptu Star Caller with you.
I mean, so we're going to make someone's day, essentially.
Absolutely.
You're like Jim will fix it.
Possibly their
this
life.
This is incredible. Yeah. Okay, yeah, fine.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, I hope Greg doesn't mind, because we're kind of stealing his feature
Star
bit
Caller,
here.
Yeah. I think in this case, he won't mind, you know?
Okay.
To make someone's dream come true.
Yeah. I mean, what happens with Star Caller, if you haven't heard it, is you fill in the form online, you say, who's your favourite celebrity, can be a pop star, can be an actor, whatever, and then they call you up. You know, it's completely at random as well. You don't know when it's going to happen, so you just answer the phone. And then, for instance, Pixie Lott's on the other end, and they generally get people very excited. Listen to this.
Hello?
Hello, is that Megan?
Yeah.
Do you know who this is?
No.
I got a form that you filled in for Star Caller.
Oh my God, is this
and he said,
not?
Yes.
Oh my God.
It really does make their day.
Wow. And of course, because they filled out the form, it instantly clicks with them.
Oh, I did
That's who it is. Yeah, I did that. And now they're phoning me. Amazing.
Here's James Corden calling a fan.
Hello.
Gavin?
Yeah.
It's James Corden here. How are you?
Holy bejesus. Okay, I never expected that.
Yep. They get very excited.
Holy bejesus. What a great reaction.
So we've got someone here who's actually filled in the form.
They've definitely filled in this form, yeah?
Absolutely.
And they've gone online and done this.
Yes, they want you to call them. His name's Ollie.
Okay. And I mean, it's very rare this sort of thing happens for me. Like, occasionally I get stopped in the street, normally to be asked what the time is. I know I know deep down they're thinking, hey, you're that guy who's sometimes on telly and radio.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to call Ollie.
He's a big fan, right?
Big
Matt fan. Okay,
just
good.
Just a little bit of Star Caller here, you know, while we've got you here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here we go. Good luck, everyone.
Hello?
Hi, is that Ollie?
Yeah.
Hello, Ollie. Do you know who this is?
No.
Do you not recognise my voice?
No.
Have a listen. You probably will if I say some more things. Hi, welcome to the show. Any idea?
Hello. No idea.
Ollie?
Yeah?
I'll try one more time. Just imagine you're popping on the radio with a glee on your face. You're very excited. You hear, hello, welcome to the... What show would it be?
Scott Mills.
No, not Scott, no. It's got a nicer quality to my voice than Scott Mills, so who would it be? Hello, welcome to the... It's Wednesday. You've decided not to watch The Apprentice or whatever's on at 9 o'clock. You've turned on the radio. What's your favourite station?
No idea.
Ollie, what's
Radio
your favourite...
Radio 1.
Radio 1, correct, right? So, there you go, you've solved the problem. What is on Radio 1 Wednesday at 9 o'clock? It is... Ollie?
Yeah?
Did the line just crackle then? Because I thought I heard you say it. Just the Matt what show?
Matt Edmondson show.
Correct, Ollie! There you go. Well, Ollie, this must be a bit of a treat for you, because you are part of Star Caller. I have had a chat with Greg James. Apparently, you've been onto the Radio 1 website, you filled out the form, and you wanted me, Matt Edmondson, from The Matt Edmondson Show, to call you, Ollie. Is that correct?
Oh, I didn't actually fill out a form.
You didn't fill out... Well, you got a friend to do it, did you?
No.
On your behalf? A relative?
No, not that I know of.
So you didn't fill out the form?
I didn't know.
You must. Are you like a bit? Someone must have done it as a surprise, sort of Jim will fix it style. Have you? Do you always sort of bang on about how much you love the show, the Matt Edmondson show?
I never really listen that late, to be honest with you. I just listen during the day when it works.
Okay. So, as ever with Star Caller, I know this is what you've been building up to, what you've wanted. You can ask me one question. Make it a good one. I mean, obviously you know a lot about me, so just something quite specific would be ideal.
What car have you got?
I haven't got a car, Ollie. Feels like a wasted question, that. Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, congratulations on being Star Caller.
Right, okay, cheers.
All right, you want to sort of say anything to me before you go, just privately, or...?
No, it's all right, I think.
You sound quite eager to leave, Ollie, I'll be honest.
I love you, I look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Well, that's not going to happen, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, so... I'm a busy man. I work 1 hour a week.
Bye.
I think that went rather well.
That went exceptionally well. In the words of Gabrielle, dreams can come true.
They certainly can. Sophie in Scotland's been on saying, that's not fair. Someone's beating me to it. I wanted to fill in the Star Caller sheet to speak to Matt. I've always always wanted to speak to him. And now that one's been done.
Oh dear, Damn it. Well, dreams can also be crushed.
Matt shows tonight at 9 o'clock on Radio 1. Thank you, Matt.
Top.
Thank you.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1.